This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
First up on tonight's show, we speak to Lucy Thomas from the peer group Project Rocket, who for over 10 years have been empowering school students to stand up to hate instead of standing by and watching it. Through the lens of cyberbullying, their workshops explore themes of diversity, belonging, respectful relationships, values and ethics, while building students' voices, leadership and empathy.
Project Rocket was started by two sisters fresh out of school in 2006 who really watched the way that bullying had affected their peers. You know, for so many young people through school, it feels like the social life is a bit like a lottery. Some people get a great ticket and they're given leadership opportunities or they're treated as if they're cool. They're given the chance to be themselves and accepted, while for other people, you know, it can be like you get a pretty dud ticket and, you know, you might be blamed or mimicked or mocked or simply alienated for who you are. And I was one of those sisters that decided to start Project Rocket. I think I'd grown up not being severely bullied myself, but as a queer person, had definitely felt like there were times when I just couldn't relate to my peers. I felt disconnected, and despite being supported, wanted to create a school environment where, you know, the community is supportive for all young people, regardless of their cultural background or sexuality or gender expression or, you know, social label or level of popularity in the, you know, social food chain at school. And we decided to start Project Rocket, something different to tackle the issue that was actually led by young people for young people.
So how does it actually work?
We send teams of young people out into schools to run really strengths-based and interactive workshops that don't lecture, preach or judge when it comes to issues like bullying, cyberbullying, hate and prejudice. Pretty much the idea is that young people are experts in navigating the online world, but definitely need assistance in dealing with the age-old issues of adolescence, whether it comes to, you know, working out your values, how to fit in, but also where you want to be different, standing up and standing out and working out a way to be safe, being yourself, to celebrate your friends, to be an ally, all of those kinds of issues. And we just feel like learning is much better realized through experience. So each workshop consists of a forum of music and drama and interactive group challenges and social experiments and discussion, so that peers and, you know, the students themselves are coming up with the key messages of the workshops rather than being talked at for a couple of school periods.
Yeah, what a better way than to have someone actually engaging with you who really does understand where you're coming from.
I know, right? I think when I was in school, I used to just, if someone came in front of our U-level and said, hey, I'm here to talk about cyberbullying, I would have expected them to tell me to turn off my phone, or that if I do anything wrong, I'm going to get a criminal record, or, you know, some kind of really judgy, negative lecture. And that just really didn't fly with us. I think I just politely tuned out for the next hour and a half. We just wanted to do something really strength-based. As adults, we talk about these issues, especially in the LGBTI community, all the time. And, you know, young people are capable of having adult conversations around the issues that affect them the most. So, yeah, that's our approach.
It is really interesting because as social media has advanced, everyone's understanding of social media and how things work online have gotten better, but not necessarily managing or dealing with the repercussions of it has been something that we've really put the work and dedication into.
I think what's happened is that technology has actually evolved quicker than we have ethically as human beings. We're constantly rattling through new technologies, new devices and new ways of connecting, social media platforms, and yet we still haven't caught up the relationship ethics to navigate that world. And we actually find working with high school age students, they're much more across, you know, issues of online privacy and consent and respectful relationships than many adults, as, you know, we've seen in the past couple of days with photo leaks and stuff like that. But it is a really challenging issue, and I just think at this pace is moving so fast, it's challenging, and it's important that we keep having these conversations about the ethics that underpin all of our online interactions as human beings, as citizens of the world, as well as the online world.
You guys have been going for over 10 years, and I can imagine the frame of the kind of conversations you have would have grown and changed as well, wouldn't they?
Gosh, absolutely. When we started Project Rocket in 2006, Facebook was 2 years old, to give some context. So it was literally in diapers. And, Yeah, the word cyberbullying didn't exist. And we actually tend to steer clear of using the word cyberbullying in workshops because it's just so negative and stigmatised for young people who tend to, you know, high school students tend to recognise these issues more as online hate or drama or sending, you know, having nudes leaked. But actually telling it for what it is. But, yeah, the term itself didn't exist. And sadly, as a social enterprise, the growth of our organisation has been fueled by the rise of cyberbullying. But at the same time, we're really excited that we're able to use technology to spread positive messages as well. And I think that's something that the young LGBTI community does brilliantly, is uses social media to rally and to organise and to provide support, especially throughout 2017, which has been a really rough time, especially for the more vulnerable members of our community. Yeah.
And now we live in a time and space where it's about not just using the platform to be seen, but really using it to engage, to be able to express yourselves. Because the young people that are coming forward and are growing into adults are the ones that understand this, know how to do this, and do have more respect with how to use it, don't they?
Ultimately, technology is a tool, and it's a tool that can be used negatively or it can be used as an instrument of creation, of the expression of identity, of connection and support as well. And I think this, you know, this emerging generation is really aware of the changing face of politics around things like, you know, body image and body positivity, and things like consent when it comes to sharing photographs. And when you see, you know, people from an older generation, you know, talking down to young people about these issues, it's really frustrating. And I think it often misses the point that, you know, often when we see, for example, photos leaked, you know, you turn on the news and you see news reporters blaming the people in the photos rather than that have been leaked, rather than blaming the people who leaked the photos. And it's kind of returned to that like 1970s argument of a woman walking down the street at night. The expectation is on her to stop herself, to not walk down the street at night, to keep herself physically safe. Similarly, young people are really seeing online that, you know, when it comes to sharing photos, it's the person who leaked the photo that's to blame. So, yeah, it is really interesting the way that I think high school students in particular are very much across the kind of ethical issues because, I mean, we're all catching up when it comes to, you know, things like relationship ethics and equality and privacy and consent as well. So, yeah, we're learning every day in school from high school students, which is a pretty incredible experience.
When your team goes into a high school environment, obviously the young people would be learning a lot and engaging a lot, but do you find the teachers are learning a lot as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Teachers often reflect that, you know, in a Project Rocket workshop where they're able to be a fly on the wall, and it's pretty amazing. I think there's a real barrier for teachers because typically, you know, if you were educated at university 20, 30 years ago, you definitely didn't do a unit on cyberbullying or cyber safety. And there's a real divide as well, I guess, when your role is to be the person that, I don't know how teachers do it. They teach the curriculum, responsible for students' well-being, discipline. There's a raft of social issues that young people face, mental health. So you're the person that says, tuck your shirt in, and by the way, are you okay and I care about you. On top of that, many of these issues are playing out outside of the school day. And so it's really difficult for teachers to kind of get across. And what's really cool about a peer-to-peer approach is to be able to sit there and be a fly on the wall and get a first-hand account of the real issues and the complexities and the joys and the challenges that students are experiencing in real time. If you want to get a sense of what adults think of Project Rocket, head to our Facebook page, search Project Rocket, that's IT. And if you want to know what young people think, then head to our Instagram account, again, Project Rocket. Yeah, but always welcome to get in touch and have a chat. We also have an online curriculum that can be accessible from anywhere within internet connection. And we work really closely and proudly with the likes of Minus 18, who are our buddies and who, given the past couple of days, we just want to send all of our solidarity and support to and just say that, you know, photo leaks are never okay and that it's the person who leaks the photo that is responsible, you know, and we need to rally and support those who are the target of these types of attacks.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so anyway, welcome to get in touch and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight on The Informer.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.